The first thing I want you to hear from me today is the simple truth, you are not alone. Whether you're a wife who knows her husband struggles in this arena, or if you just have some questions and doubts, you need to know you are not alone. The sad reality is that pornography, masturbation, and sexual struggles are at epidemic proportions in our culture, our society, and even our world as a whole. The entertainment industry has been bombarding us with sexual images and messages in progressing and aggressive ways for 2, 3, maybe even 4 generations. And on top of that, the internet has exploded in such a way that it has made pornography easily accessible to anyone. And the results are disastrous. Here's just a couple statistics to set the stage. A recent survey in the Journal of American Psychological Association found that 86% of American men are likely to click on internet sex sites. In another poll, 87% of college students admit to having virtual sex using instant messenger, webcams, and telephones. And unfortunately, the church is far from immune. At a March 2000 summit of 2,000 Christian men, Shelley Lubin challenged those who were struggling with pornography addiction to stand. 30% stood up. She challenged them a second time, and another wave of men courageously rose to their feet, totaling 70% of the audience. If you go back to 1996, and this statistic is dated, but I think it's significant. In 1996, 53% of men surveyed who were leaving a Promise Keepers event admitted to looking at pornography within the past week. Now that's significant on several levels. First of all, it's significant because 53% of them admitted to looking within a week. And that's not counting the men who were too afraid of someone seeing them as they filled out a survey to honestly tell the truth. It also doesn't take into account the number of men who didn't consider their form of pornography to be pornography. It's amazing how many men consider softcore porn like Playboy and etc. to not be pornography. It also needs to be noted that that was 13 years ago. And the stakes have been raised. And the amount of sexual content on the internet has mushroomed in ever-progressive ways in those 13 years. Now, these statistics are staggering. And I could spend a whole hour at least giving you many more that could make your head spin. If you're not convinced and want more proof, just do a Google search for, quote, porn statistics. Or go to blazinggrace.org. They have some of the best and most up-to-date statistics that I've been able to find. However, the simple point I want to make up front is the point that you are not alone. And I am thoroughly convinced one of Satan's primary strategies in all our struggles is to keep us silent and to keep us isolated. You see, he knows that if we start talking about our secrets, start talking about the hidden pain in our lives, there is a great potential for community and that true fellowship brings strength, healing, and transformation. In fact, that is John's point in 1 John 1:7 when he says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. Satan wants us to keep these issues and these struggles and these fears and these painful things in the dark. But let me just encourage you. You need to know right up front, you are not alone. And if you are listening to this and think you are alone, let me just challenge you to do one very important thing, and that's pray. Pray and ask God to show you individuals with whom you can safely share your story. And then when individuals come to your mind, take a step of faith and talk to them.